Okie dokie, Loki.
All right.
Cool.
So I am going to Okay. Welcome. I think we are live.
All
Yes.
right.
All right. So welcome to Kingdom Talks. I'm Verlyn Newby. I am in the pilot seat tonight for the first time because Gil let me drive. Woohoo! I usually ride shotgun, and today I have, actually, I don't know which way to point because it's weird when you're in this seat. Whichever way is Michael, he's helping me. And I'm so glad that he
All
is
right.
my co-pilot this evening. So thank you for joining us live. We're going to be in for a wild ride tonight. We are going to do some heavy duty red pilling. I think we're going to red pill on multiple different topics, and we're going to, well, let's just see where the conversation goes. So, just so you know, for those of you who are new, this goes live on Mondays and Fridays at 5 p.m. Pacific in Ecclesia Arising on Facebook for Kingdom Talks. And Michael also goes live with Spirit Wars, and you're on Spreaker and Fringe Radio Network. And where else are you?
Just all over every possible orifice of the internet that we can
The
down. I'm
He's
even kind of going,
intergalactic at this point, so.
yeah, it's just they're all slums, Facebook and Google, but we use YouTube and Facebook, and the main base is on Spreaker on the Fringe Radio Network. So that's what we're
Right.
trying to also promote the Kingdom Talks for Spotify as well. We're on iHeartRadio now, so all those different
Yay.
happy little things.
Yeah, that's really awesome. And we so appreciate the Fringe Radio Network as well, allowing Kingdom Talks to be on. And we love all of our peeps who are on Fringe Radio Network with us. I've gotten to listen to a lot of different shows, and they're all really good. I love them. And so I don't want to start naming names because then some of them would feel left out. We don't want that. So just thank you so much for Johnny Iron and Michael to let us be on Fringe Radio Network. So for those of you who would love to support us, we would love to have you support us as well. We have behind the scenes content, members only stuff going
Ooh.
on our Patreon account, and you can get there just by going to kingdomtalksmedia.com and click the member button and go ahead and support us that way. We so appreciate those of you who have become patrons. So Michael, I think it's time to just jump in. What do you think?
Well, today I thought we could read the Bible a little bit. You know, we've been doing so many silly things, and
Why don't you do
tonight
some
on
silly
Pop
things? I need to share in a couple different places and then,
Okay, I'll just jump
okay,
right in here.
you do that.
We were talking about, because we've done a lot of shows, a lot of crazy shows recently, just rambling and all kinds of things like that. But in the past, we used to have a lot of interesting guests on, and then moving and just internet problems. Until yesterday, we finally have good internet, so we can start doing it again and trying to interview presidential candidates and Rick Joyner people and that old crowd, which really Kingdom Talks has taken the baton and just done so well with it. But that was one thing I wanted to brainstorm with you in the audience, whoever happens to stumble upon this today, is the idea of sugar-coated red pills. And red pills being from when Keanu Reeves decides to take the red pill, and he's got Morpheus saying, "You take the red pill, you see how deep the rabbit hole goes. And it's as red as your hair, Brilin. It's very,
Do you like the
very
little green
powerful."
halo around the red hair? That's pretty weird,
That's
huh?
wow. That's like
Yeah.
that is a sugar-coated red hair pill right there.
Oh, Gil, we're having so much fun.
We have your studio equipment, everything.
Exactly.
Oh, it's
Yes,
so good. That's too
absolutely, Mike. I appreciate what you've done, and you've really done a lot of foundational work with Spirit Wars, and I know that you've interviewed some amazing people, and we're hoping to get them and more on Kingdom Talks. So yeah, go ahead, take it away. What floats your boat this evening, Mr. Michael?
Well, just to continue in the whole idea of what a red pill is, and the people that are really working on that level, the InfoWar people and a lot of the YouTubers that you find nowadays, and it's there's so many directions that you can go with that. But I think one of the unique things about this community is that it's consisting of a lot of people who, they actually are aware of quite a few things that are going on in the mystic and in different spheres that, you wouldn't usually find. You wouldn't usually see people that are both aware of the ability to get prophecy and to realize, all this Illuminati garbage stuff. Not that we want to focus on that, but the idea of sugarcoating a red pill is like how to present this information to people at work. How do you talk to people that aren't ready yet? And I went to someone that's just a heathen, friend of mine. I'd say that with love. And I was like, "Hey, brother." I looked at him in the eyes and I was like, "Do you want to know the truth? Do you want to know? And I want to tell you something." And he was just like, "Hey, man, so yeah, what's your podcast about recently?" And I was like, "We're talking about, I'm setting up a show about, should we sugar pill the red pill?" And he knew exactly what it was, sugarcoat. He was like, "No,
Sugarcoat the
man,
red pill, yeah.
you don't want to do that. Don't try to butter it up. Don't try to sugar it up. You just tell them what it is. You just get in their face and you just talk to them." And this guy doesn't even really believe completely. Like, he's kind of on the fence, kind of enjoys his life, whatever. Everybody in Hawaii does drugs, so I wouldn't be surprised, but pray for him. And one of the things that occurred to me this morning and last night as I was praying and meditating about how would we go about that, is you just need to be real. Like, you need to actually tell people what is going on and not butter it up. Like, the churches have failed in that they try to attract the youth with Xboxes and really fancy, rock bands and whatever, and there's no reality. Like what Martin Smith of the Flying Penguins is doing that I love. He's just taking his teenager kids into the spirit world and getting, spiritual warfare stuff done. And they have spaceships and it's literally Star Wars. And
That
if we
is cool.
only had more of those people, that's what I thought would be a good thing to focus on. And then also talk about the sacrifice. The fact that you're gonna have to pay. It's not gonna be easy. If you really want to be a Jedi, you're gonna go through major crises in your life. But that's actually the good news, is that God is with you in that. We don't really need God like when things are great. When you really need God is when it's like things are sucky and it's terrible, and then you're like, "Oh my gosh, thank you so much, God, you're alive." That's what we want to get into, and find what talents you have. We're starting to do English classes again with the intent of reaching out to Asia more. I my only viral videos really with just me are where I'm speaking in Chinese to a group of students, and we're talking about whatever the heck they want to talk about, Illuminati or Trump or Chinese connections to skull and bones or that kind of thing. Or English teaching. I mean, that's the things that Asians are most interested in. So I speak Chinese and Japanese. I can speak it enough to at least convey ideas, not perfectly. But I don't really trust it when foreigners speak perfect English. I'm like, "Something's fishy about you. When you meet person from Hong Kong, you think they talk like this is normal. You don't expect them to talk the perfect English accent. You become the what? The flow to the thing." If you meet Jackie Chan or somebody and they're
Oh, what
speaking,
is happening?
so I figured out, like, wow, my Chinese doesn't have to be perfect. Like, I'm there, like, fumbling around, like, "What's that word again?" And they're so happy to, like, teach me the word. They want to.
Yeah. That's
So,
how I am with Spanish.
can you get a soul saved in Spanish?
I have. Yeah, well, I
Wow.
had them do the sinner's prayer anyway. I don't know if they got saved. That's not up to me.
Yeah. Well, that's great. I'm asking because I used to do that in Miami, and I would always ask them to I would lead them in prayer to get forgiveness for all their fish instead of their sins. And they'd be cracking up. I was that guy like on the streetlight. I was like, all right, Dios te bendiga. Okay, but Jesus, mi amor, Jesus, entra mi corazón. And perdóname por todos mis pescados.
What is the word really? I
Like,
can't even think of
no,
it.
that's not this. Not mean sin. That means fish.
Oh, yeah.
They were laughing, and they did it. They always prayed. So, what were we talking about?
Don't know. Red pilling something. But you did mention something though that you were talking about. Talking about these kinds of things with heathens, well, one of the things that breaks my heart, and I have no idea how to approach it, is people who are a spiritual Christian, like we ascend together. I love these people, and yet they're so blinded by a political system, they don't see the truth. And when their heroes are going to be slammed in Guantanamo Bay, they're going to freak out, and that's going to be very painful. And it's like you almost like you want to say, I love you so much, you're just blind, but what do you say,
You just tell them the sacrifice, I think, right away. And as you may know, I was in that the Children of God Christian sex cult fun, and it was very eye-opening to see a lot of things that you just don't see in the normal world, especially in the early 2000s. One of the most amazing things, though, that I did learn was that and you look in the early days before any kind of weird stuff kind of crept in. There was this like, hey, brother, I see you there on the street looking all sad. Like, you want to just drop out and follow Jesus? And that really gets to people. Like, when you challenge the youth and you tell them the sacrifice, it's like you're gonna have to go through stuff. Young guys don't want to join the military to sit in a cushy office chair and pretend to be a soldier. They want to challenge themselves. They want to see if they've got what it takes to serve this country. And I think that's what we're kind of doing with Spirit Wars too, is like we're trying to bring together, well, first of all, a lot of info, more info than I can even process usually. But rather than make people become addicted to like one guru, they can pick from a whole bunch. And there's a lot of areas where they can challenge themselves in the spirit. You can become an activist for political things. We need people to be activated politically. I got my MAGA hat on my Facebook profile now because I lost it. I can't find it. I need to get another one. But I was like, at least, people on the internet see me with the Trumpy. And we can teach people about prophecy. We were talking a little bit about the Bible earlier. I was going to read this scripture, which my wife and I had a very deep conversation yesterday. We were both exhausted. It's just been getting this office set up and working three jobs and just doing a lot of random errands. And it's tax day. But I went downstairs after talking with her about, wow, we might have to really face modern day persecution, which is like they come after you, they sue you, they try to ruin your name publicly and defame you, and then they arrest you like Julian Assange. Then, they come for you. But in the Bible, I opened to this literally after we talked like heavily about that. Like, wow, in the future, if this really is successful, like we're gonna have enemies. We already do. I've already been taken, dragged to court, by heathen former Christians. But it says a brother will betray his brother to death. A father will betray his own child. Children will rebel against their parents, cause them to be killed. All nations will hate you because of you are my followers. But everyone who endures to the end will be saved. When you are persecuted in one town, flee to the next. I tell you the truth, the Son of Man will return before you've reached all the towns of Israel? And that's kind of a mystery to me. It's like, I don't see Jesus returned yet. Did they go to all the towns of Israel yet? But it's really interesting. It says, like, you will be handed over to the courts, flogged with whips in the synagogues, stand trial before governors and kings, because you are my followers. But this will be your opportunity to tell the rulers and other unbelievers, you know, the heathens, about me. This is it. It's just like raw, straight up Jesus. Like, we're not going to sugarcoat anything. It's like, this is what it costs to be a disciple. And are you ready to go through something like that? Not, are you ready to come to Wednesday night youth group and play the Super Nintendo Xbox Club? And, you know?
Yeah, there's a lot of that Christian fantasy. You know, this is, it's going to be all cush once you say yes. So I get that. Right. Yeah.
Well, what about you? I mean, you have obviously, you're letting me ramble again. Berlin, you gotta stop me. But what have you experienced that sense of like, whoa, this is a real war. Like, this is a real, like, it's like real Star Wars, you know, it's really, you have betrayal, you have.
Absolutely. Absolutely. When I started going deeper with the Lord and building my relationship and understanding who I was, my husband at the time was not ready for that. And he was not ready for me to stand up against the abuse. And he was not ready for me to display that character that I found, you know, trying to wear the hat of like putting on Christ, like in the mind of Christ, right? Putting it on the hat and then the coat and letting it sink into you. And so, yeah, I lost my marriage. I've lost clients. I've lost friends. So definitely have felt that. And in the shaping and in the journey of me understanding how to do it, there's been a lot of, my life is totally different than it used to be. And there's a lot of stuff that is painful. You know, painful going on. And you know, sometimes I'm kind of like a little bit, not too much, but I, every once in a while, I'm feeling like the Israelites in Egypt when you're like, oh, but at least back in Egypt, we had leeks and we had fish and then you brought us out in the desert to kill us and, you know, all of this stuff. So I do think, you know, Lord, I just want my life back. But really, I don't want that life back. I want the life that he intends for me to have. And so I know that it's on the other side of me stretching and growing and submitting that life will happen. And part of that life is just the struggle. And I have to be accepting of that. So yeah, definitely.
Well, I honor you for going through that. I'm sorry, that you went through that, but all at the same time, it's like, okay, well, I guess you're part of the club now. So
Right, exactly.
You can't be a disciple unless you forsake everything to be a disciple. And that doesn't mean you're never going to, you know, watch Netflix. Like, I honestly, in preparation for this Christian broadcast, I watched like 5 Philip K. Dick episodes last night on Amazon.
Wow.
I mean, that show blows your mind. The Electric Sheep show. But, you know, I don't think that the best way to start your life with God is to watch TV all day. Or I think there's a time where you need to just separate yourself from the world, you know, drop out of the system at some point, which I know a lot of people have. I've done it. A lot of people done it. Drop out of school or drop out of, you know, your job or sometimes your family. Most hopefully your family comes with you.
No, mine didn't. Yeah.
Well, I ended up losing the family that I dropped out to join. So that was another dropping out. Like, it's, the Bible is full of dropping out, continual revolution, and just cutting away all the garbage or all the chaff and stuff. But that's like, if you have a dropout story, then I want to work with you. And it's like, okay, when was it? Oh, it was 40 years ago. Okay, what are you doing this year? How is God challenging us today? That's because it's always updating. Like, he's always giving us like new firmware updates. And look at your background. Like, what is, like, it looks like you just came from Chris Carter's like interdimensional time clock. You want to explain what's going on there? Is Chris Carter doing something?
I know. Yeah, no, Chris Carter is coming. He is coming to Sacramento, coming to a theater near you.
Oh.
He's actually going to be doing a VIP event in a planetarium to talk about the cosmic clock with the stars. And we're going to be able to see, you know, how we're shifting into the next age.
Wow.
And yeah, closing the door on the old age. So that's going to be awesome. That's in October. And you can go to, let me do a shameless plug for Chris Carter, spiritcenteredbusiness.com/planetarium and grab that. Yeah. That's just for the VIP event. That weekend, we're doing a whole retreat with him. So yeah, stay tuned for information for that. There's going to be a whole overnight thingy and teaching training during the day for the peeps who don't stay overnight. And then, of course, this VIP event. But anyway,
that's so cool.
We are in this cosmic clock in the next age. And we are, it's hard to work reversed here. So yeah, I got my lightning right here.
Surrounded by lightning and power.
Yeah,
I had a dream with Chris Carter recently. This is my thing. I interviewed him and then, you know, I kind of lost track with some of his stuff, but then he showed up at my house in Florida and was helping us deal with some demonic like Jezebel thing. It was really cool.
That's awesome.
Really cool. I was like, what was Chris Carter doing in my dream yesterday? I wasn't even thinking about him that day or that week even.
My gosh.
He's freaking awesome. Like, he's the type of guy that goes in the spirit world, gets stuff done.
Well, he does. And you know what is so endearing and winsome with him is his style of teaching, because he gets to the point and you understand what he's talking about. And he moves you through baby steps through the training, like unpacks things in a way that you can totally understand. He is a hoot and a half. So that always makes learning fun when it's more like edutainment, right? So I love him. I just love him. I'm so blessed to have him as a client, and we're, you know, putting his stuff out there in bigger and better ways. So that's fun.
So that's one of the superheroes that we've got with us. There's many more superheroes though. We have a lot of, Ian Clayton showed up in a dream last night. I was telling him to come to Hawaii. I was like, Ian, you should come to Hawaii. We'll do we can do cruises. You could do a thing on a cruise ship. It would be like $1,000 per person. It's a week long cruise, which is actually a pretty good deal.
That's a really good deal. Actually, I should come and do that.
I was like, yes.
Yeah. That's one of the things that is that I'm going to be doing with my business is doing cruise retreats.
So
to bring on my clients typically have great teaching. And so I want to pair them up and handpick clients. And then we get together and bring all of our collective clients on the cruise ship.
So good.
So the prophecy that I have over that, do you know who Fasil Malik is?
Fasil Malik, no?
He was a Muslim who turned Christian, and now he's out there totally bringing it to the world. So anyway, he said, how do you change the culture of a city? You buy it. And in that moment, I said, okay, Lord, what do you want me to buy? You know, because I'm thinking a library, you know, what part of the city do you want me? And he said, a cruise ship. And then like almost immediately it said cruise line. And I'm like, whoo, let's just stay with cruise ship. That's $247 million that I don't have right now. So anyway, but it totally makes sense, because once you change, if we're presenting and doing this kind of training on a cruise ship, don't you think we're going to influence all of the other people on the cruise ship? And then we're going to influence everybody on every port that we go to. So I'm just totally stoked about that idea. So anyway, There it is. I threw it out there.
That way, and you know, there might be somebody that already has a cruise line who's wanting to work with us. Like let's start moving in that direction, of reaching out. I mean, and it could be in indirect ways too. Like look at the I mean, just across from where I live right now, there's Trump Tower, and he's got all of his hotels, and he's the president, and we, you know, love him or hate him, they're getting a lot done with that guy in office. The libtards and the media is failing, and the Democrat Party is pretty much finished, and a lot of the Satanism is being unveiled, and the things that we used to call fringianity are starting to become mainstream, which is, this is now where I believe that with Kingdom Talks and Ecclesia Arising and these awesome, your clients and Chris Carter and what Ian's doing and just scores of more operations are really moving toward the next fringe of what needs to get done. So we're not just dealing in the political thing, but we're dealing with like, what's the next election? What are the next 4 to 8 years bringing, and what is God going to do in that time? So I just feel so excited to be, you know, just around you guys, just being a part of all of this, and
and we used to be on the fringes, and if you think of the universe as ever expanding,
yes,
think about this: how does it ever expand?
Yeah,
it's us creating. That's how the universe expands, because it has to hold the capacity as we are growing and creating and expanding. The universe has to be pushed out as we're creating. So we are the hands and feet of Jesus and God, just literally creating more and more and more. And I just love that concept of literally we're creating universes. Even when we breathe, it's a nano universe because we're so creative. You know, in the quantum world, I geek out on quantum physics.
Well, speaking of news about that, you know, they found out that if you don't let your farts come out, then they come out through your mouth. And a lot of people are dealing with this right now. And I think a lot of people are just releasing black holes into the universe, black holes. And what we need is less. I mean, just humble yourself, you know, maybe find a place, you know, not in front of people, but get that stuff out the right direction. And then what we speak out and worshiping the Lord and blessing each other, you know, I've noticed with a lot of heathens, again, lovingly, I say the word, they talk down about themselves and they curse each other all the time. And even me, like I'll walk into a room and I'm nobody's enemy blatantly. Some people don't like me. But some people just look at me like, who's this effing man, huh? You know, and that's like just how they talk. And I'm like, hi. I bless you. Really, not really sure how to. But that's like,
what does one say to that?
In Jesus Christ. I'm like, I love Jesus too. You know?
Yeah.
Like that's the curse word is Jesus Christ. And I mean, I always wonder, like, why don't we say like Buddha?
Or, yeah, exactly.
You know, why don't we like use more direct terms for the F word? Like, oh, procreation. Like, what's up with our culture? So we're bringing this kingdom culture of creation and really just exuding God's everything. We're not living in that kind of that lower level, gutter level thing. And what you said is actually true, because the Bible talks about the stars and talks about God breathed on Jesus breathed on the disciples so that they got the Holy Spirit. The stars representing angels, we're starting to enter into that. I don't understand it all, frankly. I talked to an SRA victim yesterday that they're starting to get into more of the Stokians and the star stuff. And Dan Duvall gets into some of this a little bit. And Ian's way out there right now on that. I'm just barely catching up. But you know, the new one thing you said I wanted to ask you about. You were posting today's recording, and if you see any comments or questions you want to read too, that'd be good. But you were sharing on the New Age channels, and I was like, "Wow, that's so cool! Like, are they like criticizing? Like, no, they're actually really hungry and they're respectful and they're kind of like burned by the church." You said, or like, tell us a little bit.
I run into a lot of people who are embracing the New Age movement and even Wicca, but I don't run into them as much, but specifically very much into the New Age. And I find out their backstory. A lot of them have been burned by the church and they don't want to have anything to do with religion. And I'm like, well, sister, neither do I. You know, so they are, it's so refreshing to them to be able to have a conversation about spiritual things and, you know, vibrations and frequency and quantum physics and the laws of attraction, the laws of, you know, multiplication and those kinds of things, the laws of promotion. Yes. And that kind of conversation really draws them in rather than hitting them over the head with the way that they've been preached to before, you know? Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Because once you, you know what, it's the same in business. Yes, exactly. You've got your helmet there. I probably won't show my props right now, but,
consult legal advice first, Berlin.
Right. Right. But no, that's why, you know, in spirit centered business, I have a lot of people who were just like, oh, that sounds really cool, because they talk about being grounded and, you know, accessing their alignment and their chi and the chakras. And you know what? Those energy centers in our pineal gland, our third eye, God created all of it. Yeah. And of course, our pineal gland is in the deepest, darkest place of in our brain, because it seeks, and we have to be able to, it, what it wants is light. So it's, we're just designed to have connection to God. And, you know, our hands, literally the energy is coming off of our hands. And if you can see in the spirit, it's light and it's different colors of light. And so when we pray for someone and we put their hands toward them, or we put minister to ourselves, we put our hands on our heart, that does something. It's real. People who understand it are like, well, of course, you know, but Christians are like, oh no, that's of the devil. Like, no, God created it.
Oh man, you're giving me so many ideas, sister. Well, just checking the chat here and thankful for people here, Sharon and Elizabeth and Tony Floyd on YouTube.
Yeah,
and, everybody listening on iTunes with the Fringe on the Fringe Radio Network. But it's so true that when we lay our hands on people, and not in a creepy Joe Biden way. I mean, I don't think Jesus gives creepy hugs. You know that meme with he's trying to run for president and it's just totally getting shot down because he's so creepy.
Oh jeez, I'm afraid to look. I just want to.
Well, yeah. Trump tweeted a video that somebody made, a meme of Biden talking about how he's not, you know, a creepy guy and he never, you know, did any. But there's tons of video of him like fondling women and children and babies on camera. Somebody edited it. So where Joe Biden like creeps up behind himself and starts like caressing himself while.
Oh, okay, all right.
And Trump tweets it, and it's just like meltdown for the media. Like they're like, "You can't do that!" But that's the thing. Like,
Sharon says, "I don't even want some Christians to lay hands on me."
That's true. And,
that's,
you know,
very
the weird
true.
Thing is, some of the worst ones are the most like, "Oh, I'm your friend," and you're like,
yeah, glomming on
when you get that creepy feeling, those vibes are, you need to trust your gut.
That's real. It's real.
A lot of pedophiles actually try to befriend the parents the most so that they get
really?
On their radar, their defenses. And then, you know, oh, it's just Uncle Bob, you know, watching the kids today. No.
Really? I didn't know that.
So we have to be, and this is one thing I listened to Ian Clayton this morning. I mean, it's probably why I had a dream of him too. Sometimes I'll fall asleep listening to these things and then they pop in the dream and then I'll be like, hey, Neville Johnson, Hi. No.
Okay, all right, all right. I have to confess, Michael, I have fallen asleep listening to you. So there
Oh
you go.
no, never let that happen. I mean, just pray.
not that it was boring, just that it was going on longer than I had
I can
bandwidth
talk for hours, and my voice is usually not like, ah! Like, literally, Ian played like 5 times in this last thing on his Patreon, which I love. I listen to him all. It was just
Yeah,
like,
and
ah!
Dan DeBall and Praying Medic, and you know,
Yeah.
those are the ones I usually end up listening to. And the other, yeah. Anyway, well, let's
Well,
not get into that.
if you do fall asleep listening to someone, and I'm not a, I mean, you can totally like, I think our shows usually we have like really soothing spiritual music too. Sleep.
Right?
Sleep, let the poppies will make them do
I need
dreams.
a chair that goes down like Mr. Bean's, like shh.
You know, this office, we got a recliner in the
Yeah.
corner
I think
so that
we're
anybody
having way too much fun while Gil is gone.
let's not tell him.
Let's not tell him, right? When the cat's away, the mice play.
Hey,
All right. So
Karen Britt says, hey, from the Elastic Army Band. Yes, Karen shared some of her music. I want to thank Karen for helping design the graphic and the ad. And
yeah,
I want to hear more of your band. Awesome, Karen.
Karen, thank you so much for all that you do. And Michael, Karen and I are going to get on and talk about like how Kingdom Talks and all of the mechanics and kind of fun stuff and behind the scenes and all of that kind of stuff because she's like our assistant and she's amazing. So
Oh, cool.
yeah,
I can't
yeah,
wait.
I know.
Well, praise the Lord. We have a few more things I wanted to share
Wait,
because
did you
I
just say
titled this
praise
one.
the Lord?
I did. I said, praise the Lord. If anybody out there needs prayer today, I just want you to receive the
Put your
non-creepy prayer.
hand on the TV screen.
Just receive it. Just open your heart. If you just open your heart just a little bit today on tonight's talk, even if it's,
Oh,
I
dear.
see a shaky hand back there. Bless your heart, sir. You just come on
I
down.
see
Come
it.
on
I
down to
see
the
my
altar.
hand.
Bless him. Here, use a fern. Just bless him with the plant of the olive branch. We're just gonna bless you, brothers. Just sprinkle some holy water on y'all. Just hallelujah. Ooh. This is all video
All
game
right.
music my brother helped me get, by the way. I just love like putting it on in the background. Anyway, what were we talking about again?
I don't know what we're talking about, but what we can move on to is some more red pilling topics. I know we've got a whole ton of them. We've got the food industry, we've got the Illuminati, we've got the green gospel movement, we've got people, Christians who literally fund the enemy unwittingly. You know, there's so many things we can talk about. What would you, should we go into the heavens? Should we ascend right now and find out what Father wants us to talk about?
Sure. Yeah, if you
All
want to
right.
pray for everybody, I don't usually do that on my show, so I let other people do it. But go ahead, Berlin.
No, yeah, no, just you and I, Michael, and in front of God and everybody, let's just say this is what we do in business, and this is what we do in Ecclesia in our ascension groups. And you know, when we want to see what the Father has us do, he will tell us. So let's just we don't need to make this all spiritual or anything, but right now what we're going to be doing is just imagining ourselves, Michael and I, and anyone else, you can join us, just before the throne on the sea of glass. And let's just say, Father, what do we really need to share today? What do our people need to hear?
Amen. You guys all feel
The
free
first,
to share.
what did you, go ahead. Sorry.
Comment in the section. I know Tony Floyd has a lot of things. The first thing that pops into my head is Tony Floyd's vision of bases, of actual like pyramidal like dome spirit bases that different regions of God's saints and heavenly beings are creating, and they're connected underground with these long tunnels, and demons are all around them, Trump, but they can't get in. And that's, I just, when I was riding the motorcycle yesterday, listening to that just with one earphone, "Don't kill me, wife." She's like, "Don't you dare listen to stuff while you're," but I was just seeing it so clearly. Like, we are building a network of sanctuary zones in the spirit, different people doing this with the Fringe and with Kingdom Talks and with a lot of different things. And anyway, Tony, if you have any more to elaborate on that, I just think that's a great place to start. If you can't see immediately, like, sometimes you start from a base of kingdom atmosphere on the earth first, you know?
Got it. So we're not talking about CERN or anything like that. Like, not in 3D world. We're talking in spirit world, right? The bases.
Yeah. These are visions of the heavenly kingdom of, Tony just straight up calls them spirit wars. He just goes and jumps in his trailblazer and flies around and gets stuff done.
Yeah.
Amen, Karen. Whoop, whoop. Praise him. Amen.
And what I heard when I was in the throne room was victory. Like, oh, I'll take that.
Okay.
You know, but there's a process to victory, right? There's a strategy to it. There's an objective, and then there's a strategy, and then there's tactics. And what do you do day to day to get to that victory? We know that he already said we win, right? But how do we get there? And what is our piece in that? So I think that's kind of what he was talking about. So do you have any specific training or equipping that you could share? Like, what have you done that has helped you fight better, use different weapons, use interesting weapons? I don't know. I'm not going to say anything more about the weapons, because, you know, that's Dan DeBall's thing. Bust demons upside the head.
It's a good one thing that I was fascinated to hear today. Ian said about the different realms of, like, how to basically be sure that what you're seeing is heavenly and not of the world, is that it fulfills certain structures, like the righteousness of God, wisdom of God, and there was 12 different ones. I need to write them down, but basically you're pretty good to go, as long as, well, first of all, Jesus is Lord and King for whatever you're saying. And one of the weapons that has really benefited me a lot, besides just overall the weapon of tuning into the angelic realm, working with angels, summoning specific names of angels once you learn them, has been the keys of the kingdom, this living part of God's kingdom that he uses to unleash heaven on earth, or, you know, I guess access heaven, is just the keys of the kingdom. But then there's actually a video game called Kingdom Hearts. And in this game, you're going through the different worlds of different realms of all the Disney characters. It's ridiculous, but it takes itself very seriously. And the way you access these is with your weapon, the key blades, the keys turned to swords, blades. And this revelation was very well mirrored with that series. I used to play it between classes in Taiwan like 6 years ago. And they would literally talk about the keys of the kingdom and how they're a weapon. And you're fighting demons with these key swords all day. Well, one of the revelations that we'd been trained to tune into, which I believe was kosher, was the keys of the kingdom swords. And by summoning them, just by saying the words, the keys turn to swords, these things would appear and just literally mutilate any demon instantly. And they could also bring them back to life if it wasn't their time to be judged yet. That was the weird thing. Was like, I would this battle with this, like, really horrific, high level evil entity. And we'd planned it all out. Like, I had a few brothers here stationed there, and I was going to come in here straight on. And the thing was, it appeared and it was just like, and I was fumbling with, like, my Bible, like, trying to reach out for the right prophecy thing. I couldn't, we'd go. And it would, like, try to, and then I heard the words. It says, just say the words, the keys of the kingdom swords. And I was like, that's too easy though. That's, like, way too easy. That's like a cop out. But I was like, all right, well, I guess I call on the keys turn to swords. fine. Whoa.
Your words have power. Your words have creative power.
I just said that, and suddenly these two giant floating swords appear on either side, and they just start going, and then they just like cut, slice, chop this thing like super fast, and it just stops, and it's like, and then it goes again, and it puts it back together before, you know, slabs of flesh start falling everywhere. So it built it back up. And the was just like, I give up. You won the battle. And I'm like, that's it? The battle's over? Like, this was supposed to be one of those long, drawn-out demon dream battles, you know, where you're like, and it was it. I mean, that was a weapon. And I've also seen, by the way, I've seen penguins. I've seen the penguin dreams, like, 10 years ago. So Martin Smith is onto something with those penguins.
Oh, I love the flying penguins. That's such a, anyway, yeah, that's great.
Two
things I want to jump in there with is, you mentioned the names of angels, but I find that powering up with the names of God is quite cool.
Okay.
You know, Jehovah Gabar is the God of war. Wow. You know, Jehovah Nisi is your banner that goes ahead. Have you ever been whipped with a towel in the locker room? I'll take a Jehovah Nisi banner. Right?
How do you spell that?
Nisi is N-I-S-S-I.
Okay.
Yeah, Jehovah Gabar, Jehovah El Elyon, El Roy. All of the names of God have different purposes, and you can power up not only you, but you can power up the angels who are fighting with you. And I love what Dan Duvall says, is that he had a seer with him one time when he was powering up the angels. And the seer said the angels were like, all of a sudden, boom, they had these tool belts on, like, you know, with all of these new little gadgets and stuff, you know. That's so cool. Yeah, that's the first thing I wanted to mention. And then also, you said, let's start with Jesus as Lord. And this is a great place to say that Kingdom Talks and Kingdom Talks Media has a pledge, and we have a goal to have 100,000 believers take this pledge that talks about the core tenets. It's the three plumb lines of our faith, because all of the extraneous stuff that goes on that causes denominations and church splits and even political ideations, all different, none of that matters. Because at the end of the day, when the Satanists can get together and all pray on the same day and fast on the same day, you know that in the natural, those people have differences. But in the spirit realm, they've got it going on, and we need to do the same. So if you want to take that pledge, we're going to have that ready, available. It's the website is ready, but I don't think the pledge is quite ready, but be looking for it. We will definitely put it in the comments when it's ready. And maybe by the time we edit this and put it out on YouTube and Spreaker and SoundCloud and Podbean and iTunes and all of the other places in the galaxy that we're going to go, it will be in there. So
that's awesome. And
yeah,
that reminds me, everybody listening to these broadcasts, as much as you can, just tune in, comment, share them. If you don't even have time to make your own, you know, support those of us who are doing it. And we're here for you. But I also recommend people every once in a while, just share your faith, even if it's just on your phone and you just do a little video and post it somewhere and send it to us. I'd be happy to reshare that.
Yeah, exactly.
It's speaking out loud the truth. Like, sometimes I'm just walking down the street, you know, and I'm going to get ready to just post all my Taiwan adventures back into Patreon, because those are, they all just carried something, because I was walking through this 1040 window of Buddha world of like darkness and idols. And, but when you're speaking out the truth, you affect things. And I knew that. And so I would just drive all over Taipei, you know, kind of just doing what I do here. But I mean, there's like thousands of those. But I recommend people, you know, if they can, just share the truth with people, speak it out loud. Look at a guy like Philip K. Dick. This is the Electric Sheep show. Johnny's listening live. He's the one that introduced this to me. He says he's watched them multiple times. So I'm like, thanks.
Oh, hi, Johnny. Way too late. You're like a hero. So oh, I've actually listened to you while working out. I don't know how that happened, but I did. So just there you go.
Get pumped up with the Iron Show.
Exactly.
The whole idea of a Scanner Darkly, you know, a Scanner Darkly, the Philip K. Dick short story that the movie featured Alex Jones, InfoWars, actually. And I think Keanu Reeves and Winona Ryder. And these are movies that are kind of the dystopic, dark future where it's like a military state and it's like Facebook has taken over, Google's taken over. It's the Antichrist system. But at the same time, there's this spiritual element of victory through fighting against that and discovering the infinite realms of the human spirit. It's really amazing. Like apparently Philip K. Dick, as much as, you know, he was married five times and he's kind of a wild guy, but he really came into, I think, a modern day prophetic revelation where he was.
Oh, we lost you there for a second. Are you back? Looks like we're having technical difficulties with Michael. He's on a rock in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. So unless it's on my end, I don't know. It looks like mine is all still going. Let me go check my Facebook. Yeah, it looks like Facebook is still on, so we're good. We're just, we lost Michael for a second there. Are you back? Are you back, Michael? Oh, Michael just left. Oh, no. I am flying solo now. So hold on. Let me see if I can get Michael back. There you are.
This is Red Chicken. Red Chicken reporting back.
Oh my gosh, we lost you for a second there. What happened? Okay. Did you just translate for a second?
I had to get in one of Tony Floyd's spirit craft, and it looks like we're back. Sorry about that.
All right. Well, you could give me a little warning next time.
It just sometimes, you know, the Lord just takes you and it's like you have no idea.
Holy Spirit call. There you go.
Yeah. Well, anyway, just to finish that point, we are in the Book of Acts. We're basically Philip K. Dick, the idea of the Matrix, the red pills is one side of it. That's what we need to focus on. But there's too many people talking about that. The other side is this, the infinite abilities of the human spirit under the lordship of Christ. You know, we're all sinners. I'm a sinner, whatever. Every day I wake up, feel like the prodigal son, got to like crawl back to Jesus. But when we're all following him together and seeking the truth, you will find the truth and you're going to find yourself in this kind of rebellion, this kind of the humans that are still here trying to, you know, fight against the AI takeover system. And people are like, what are we going to do? They're merging with machines. The scientists are all saying we've got to merge with machines and it's, you know, Mark of the Beast. And what are we going to do? I literally got an email yesterday. Like, we're all screwed. Listen to this. Mike, I was listening to you yesterday. I'm thinking about something. Yes, I'm a believer in the salvation of Yeshua. However, I think we're all effed. I don't see anybody talking about moving mountains. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? He's like talking about, you know, black goo and petrodollar matrix. And it's like, bro.
You know, and that stuff is all real. And like I said, he already told us that we win. So it's a matter of us walking it out, going and listening to him for the strategies, listening to him for the tactics. He will power us up beyond our wildest, wildest dreams. You know, so I think that there's a place for knowing what the enemy is up to so that we know how to plot against it or protect ourselves. And we can't be stupid. We can't just run around with our head in the sand going, la, 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 nothing's going to happen. I'm a Christian. I'm an American. No one's going to persecute me. Right? We are being persecuted. It's like a frog in the slow warming water, right? We're not even realizing it. They have stolen our children. They are in control of our children. You know what I mean? When we have to decide, when we our 4-year-old has to decide what gender they choose when they're checking into preschool, you know, hello? So yeah, there's a lot of that stuff going on, but we can't be afraid. We have to be smart. We have to use that wisdom that God created us with, and He is our commander in chief, and we need to walk that out.
Amen. And you know, this is the thing too, is like it's so easy to focus on the news, and you know, you wake up and you get sucked into your phone and you get like 8 million notifications of YouTube channels talking about the mark of the beast and you know, Trump and stuff. And but it's so much harder to wake up and just read the Bible and then keep it on you like your phone. Like you get notifications on your phone. Well, open your Bible and just check it out, like see what God is talking to you, and read it until you feel, all right, I'm connected again. Okay, what do you got for me right now, Lord? You know, and I'm not someone who really does that live very often, but as soon as this thing goes off, like I want to do nothing but just get comfortable, get, you know, make sure you've had lunch usually, unless you're like doing a Daniel fast or something, and whatever, you know, get relaxed and just let the Lord speak to you. Take notes. He's going to be uniquely guiding all of us in different ways. So you don't have to see everything that your favorite guru sees. You have your own walk with Christ. And if you know the word, you're going to realize like, wow, in the book of Revelation, the kind of extra dimensional nature of seeing God on his throne and all the different numbers of the 12 elders, the 24 elders, and the seven churches and the seven angels and the seven vials and the seven, you can get really confused with that. But looking at your cosmic time clock behind you, Berlin, it's very clear that we are going to go through a tribulational period, followed by the rapture, followed by where Jesus's 1,000-year millennial reign. And the
Maybe.
rapture thing, the whole tribulation thing, that's only 3.5 years. So we're all spending 99% of our time thinking about a 3.5-year period with the Antichrist, when we've got 1,000 years with Jesus to live out of today. If we would just start to see that, see what he's giving us there, which is beautiful, and tap into that a little more. And it's that's where I want to go into the book of Isaiah, the next show, not today on this show, but I'm gonna really, I pledge to just delve into Isaiah and the just the beautiful revelations about the millennium that God is.
Isaiah is a good one. Really good. You know, I don't think it's a really good use of our time to even talk about eschatology, because there's so many different interpretations and there's biblical foundation to support multiple ideas of what's going on. And I don't think it's really for us to know, and I don't really think it matters. I think what matters is we be the best us we can be, and we pay attention to our Father, our Lord and Savior, our Commander in Chief, you know, the leader of the leader of the free world, the leader of the universe, the intergalactic, you know, Grand Poobah. I mean, there's just so much more that we can do than, you know, picking over details of eschatology. No, it's going to happen this way. It's going to happen this way. Yeah, but what did you do today to show love to someone? You know, how were you the hands and feet of Jesus today in your life? So, you know, yes, we have to have plans. And yes, there's crazy stuff going on, crazier than we can even imagine. You know, Michael, part of the whole, we touched a little bit about the gender thing and the transgender and the gender, new, all of that stuff is to dehumanize us and to separate us from our identity. So you think about, well, why would Satan want to do that? Because he knows that we as humans are sons and daughters of God, sons of God specifically, you know, and we have the inheritance that no one else has, no created being has, none of the angels, none of the demons, none of the, you know, the stoichion, none of the other beings, any other creation that he's ever made that people call aliens, none of them have what we have. And so if they can peel off our understanding of who we are and what we are, then he can start to take over. I mean, there's Agenda 21. They want to wipe out a third of the population. You know, the whole green movement, the Monsanto food movement, the moving everybody into the cities and off of their own land so that they can't produce their own food. All of that has to do with taking humans out of the equation so that the satanic stuff can rise up. And Satan thinks that just might work. I just might win this war if I can just, you know, shove those humans down enough and we can rise up. You know what? He's still a loser. Still a loser. Sorry. Got on my little
That's one of the reasons I love talking to Eugene Hammonds like every chance I can, is that he just focuses on that love of God and the gospel, the mystery of the Golgotha protocol and the ability through the blood of Jesus, that we are in full victory mode already. So we never need to be afraid. Sometimes the biggest enemy is just fear. And usually it's because people don't really read the Bible enough and they don't really spend enough time with Jesus. Let's just be honest. We're all watching other people talk about Jesus. How often are we spending time with him? And one thing that I really want to, and you've listened to me blab so much, and I feel sorry for you, but why are we doing this? What is the goal of all of this spirit war stuff? It's just to convey information and a vision of the kingdom of God is on the move. And it's like radars of like, all right, who is doing what, where, and then what are we getting? And then what's happening on the physical world? What's happening in the spiritual world? And then just getting into the Lord, you know, those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. They will soar high on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. So just that connection daily. And as soon as we lose connection, run, leave us behind. Just run. They took us over. We're talking about money all the time. There's nothing but finances and tithing, you know, sermons, because we have a board of directors who wants me to do another show about tithing again this month. I'm sorry. We have to pay for the roof leak for our church. Then you know that we've been compromised. Like, but if it's the desperation, like, yes, we do need money because we've got to share this information to get more people awakened, the red pill, to wake them up, to find that one disciple. We might not be talking to thousands of people every day, but even if we just reached a few people and one of them makes a decision that, oh yeah, I'm a disciple, I'm following Jesus today. Oh yeah, I'm dead and my life is hidden with Christ and my life is through him, you know, Galatians 2:20.
Yeah.
Christ. And then you're just like, okay, well, I'm having a miserable day today, but at least I'm remembering who I am and what we're fighting for and what, you know, and you keep laboring through and he'll bring you into the rest. He'll bring you back into that peace of just bliss and just like the resonance of just, wow, God loves me so much and I'm so happy, you know. And there's a quote, and I'll stop after this. I'll pass the mic back to you. But G.K. Chesterton said this, and it's a great quote, that how to find a real Christian is these people who are constantly in trouble and they're just ridiculously, deliriously happy. And usually there's humor too, but I love that quote. Like, that's how you know real Christians are present.
Yeah, that's a really great one. Well, you know what? We're at the hour mark, and I so want to continue the conversation. So I think what we're going to do is, we're going to sign off on the live Facebook part, and you know, this will be the recording for the public, And then we will continue the conversation for the members only behind the scenes, because there's a lot more that we wanted to talk about, and we'll get to it. But so for right now, I want to say thank you to our live viewers. Thank you for the support and for all of your comments, for sharing with your friends. We appreciate your support on Patreon. Again, you can go to kingdomtalksmedia.com and become a member to get the juicy behind the scenes stuff. And it does take money to produce shows like this. And Gil is working so hard, incredibly hard, to make sure that Kingdom Talks happens Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Monday. It's a lot. And I know that we can definitely use some more help, and we want to be able to hire some people to help produce. So we appreciate your support, appreciate all of the sharing. And we just want to say goodbye for now. Thank you, Gil, for allowing me to pilot this show. And thank you to Michael for being my co-pilot. You were awesome. Thank you for Karen and Sharon and everyone else in the chats, and Johnny Iron and all of your peeps over there. I appreciate you. You are all awesome. And with that, I'm going to turn off the live stream, but we're going to continue the recording.
Awesome, awesome.
All right.
Okay, bye-bye.